From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Alaskan Governor and Vice Presidential hopeful Sarah Palin speaks before the Republican National Convention and television audiences tonight. Minnesota Public Radio's Marianne Combs reports.
Tonight is Sarah Palin's first real chance to present herself to the nation since her surprise nomination last Friday. Since then, the 44-year-old governor has undergone intense scrutiny by the media, which has raised questions about her qualifications, her judgment, and highlighted her 17-year-old daughter's out-of-wedlock pregnancy. Critics contend Palin was not properly vetted before Senator John McCain chose her as his running mate. Palin is expected to turn the focus tonight on her experience as a governor and a mayor, her work with the energy industry, and her passion for reforming the Republican Party. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Combs in St. Paul.
Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama took a swipe at his Republican opponents today. On a campaign stop in New Philadelphia, Ohio, Obama made reference to last night's discussion of the economy at the GOP convention. Obama promised if he's elected, he'll cut taxes, raise the minimum wage, and help women receive equal pay.
When I am president of the United States, we are going to pass equal pay for equal work. It is a simple principle. It is a basic principle. It is one that we are going to make sure is in place when I'm president.
While Obama was campaigning in Ohio today, his vice presidential running mate Joe Biden is getting ready to campaign this week in Virginia. Louisiana continues to recover from the effects of Hurricane Gustav, including tens of thousands of residents and business owners who remain in the dark. President Bush visited an emergency communications center in Baton Rouge today. He said the response appears to have been excellent. However, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal said it may be some time till all the power is back on.
Their latest estimate is that in 9 days, they'll have half the power restored. I still don't think that's acceptable.
Residents of New Orleans evacuated ahead of the hurricane were being allowed to return to their homes today. Charleston County in South Carolina is jump-starting preparations for Tropical Storm Hanna. From member station WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina, Marina Giovanelli reports.
Although forecasters don't know exactly where Hanna will hit, computer models are showing the storm making landfall near Charleston, South Carolina, sometime late Friday or early Saturday. So the county's emergency services will start round-the-clock operations today. Charleston County has the longest coastline in the state, and it's bordered on three sides by water. Paul Ledson lives in a low-lying area, and he's preparing to move inland.
I have a mother, she's in her 80s, and we make sure that she gets everything that she's going to need when trying to move. We have flashlight, radio with batteries.
Hurricane Hugo ravaged Charleston as a Category 4 storm in 1989, with storm surges reaching over 20 feet in height. For NPR News, I'm Marina Giovanelli.
And perhaps even more worrisome to forecasters now, Hurricane Ike, which is headed toward the Caribbean, is now a strong Category 3 hurricane. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up nearly 16 points. This is NPR. The Federal Reserve, in its latest region-by-region snapshot of the economy, finds economic activity has been fairly slow across much of the U.S. in recent weeks. The report, which examines economic conditions in the 12 regions of the country where the Fed has member banks, found that higher energy and commodity costs remained a problem. However, the Fed noticed there were signs of declines or slower price increases. The latest report comes ahead of a meeting scheduled for later this month by the Fed's main interest rate setting arm. Fed policymakers are expected to keep short-term interest rates on hold. The Jewel of the Medina, a novel that Random House decided not to publish because of concerns it would offend Muslims, has found a new U.S. publisher. NPR's Lynn Neary has more.
The book, a historical novel about the Prophet Muhammad's youngest wife, Aisha, was scheduled for publication in August. But Random House decided to pull the plug on it, saying the company had been warned that it might be offensive to some Muslims and could incite acts of violence. A publicist for the book has now confirmed that a new U.S. publishing company will release the book in October. The name of the publisher has not yet been announced. Random House's decision not to publish The Jewel of Medina has been called censorship by critics, but critics of the book say it takes liberties with historical facts and focuses too much on Aisha's sex life. First-time novelist Sherry Jones has been quoted as saying that anyone who reads the book will see that it honors the prophet and his favorite wife. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
General Motors and Ford weighed in with lower August sales numbers today. GM says its sales fell by more than 20% from a year ago, while Ford sales plunged 26.6%. Latest declines have forced both carmakers to announce steep second-half production cuts. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.